Don. What are you up to?
Well, I've been working with this paperclip here for a while. See, I was playing with it and absent-mindedly straightened it out. But now I actually need a paperclip, and I'm trying to bend it back into its proper shape. But it's almost impossible.
Too bad it's not made of a shape memory alloy.
A what?
A shape memory alloy is a metal alloy, something made of two or more different kinds of metal, that you can bend and distort, but then return to its original shape by heating it to a certain temperature.
So it's like the alloy remembers its original shape. I get it.
Of course, there's no actual memory involved, at least not in computer or human terms. It all has to do with crystal structure. Say that your paperclip had shape memory properties. At its current, relatively cool temperature, you can bend it, right?
Yep.
That's because its crystal structure is such that it's soft enough to bend, twist, or whatever. Heat a shape memory alloy above a certain point, though, and its crystal structure changes.
Let me guess. It becomes more rigid.
And in the process, reverts to its original shape, meaning the shape it first assumed when created at the higher temperature.
Okay, that's pretty cool, but what are shape memory alloys good for?
A bunch of stuff, like in treating coronary disease, for example. Doctors insert distorted shape memory stents into arteries. When the body's heat warms the stent, it expands to its original shape and opens up the artery to allow increased blood flow.
Interesting. So are there shape memory paperclips?
I don't think so. Bend a paperclip and you're on your own when it comes to getting it back in shape.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Paul Becker at the Oak Ridge National Labs. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.